and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Monday Newsmaker is brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE live and local. We are live and local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 17th of February, 17 degrees on our way to a high of 29. This will be by far the warmest day of this week. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke. Gary's in to preview a couple of concerts that are coming up soon. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right here so far. How's the semester going before we start talking about the upcoming schedule?
Oh, we are having a great semester. Students are doing amazing.
Well, that's good. Well, you've got a pair of concerts coming up. First one this Wednesday. We'll wait and see what the weather shakes out and has in store for us specifically on Wednesday. But what do you got going on this week?
Well, we have our first big jazz concert of the year on Wednesday, and it's at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall, weather permitting. And this is a free concert to the public, and it features our ESU Jazz Ensemble, and they are, as always, amazing this year. And we have two guest high school bands coming in, scheduled, Osage City High School with their director, Brody Nicholas, and then the Mill Valley High School from near Kansas City with their director, Deb Steiner. And as always, we'll be doing music by lots of different artists, anything from jazz composers Bob Mintzer, Ellen Rowe, Chris Sharp, and even Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
So it's a little bit of everything.
I tell you what, Gary, you do a wonderful job of not only introducing your performers, and now with kind of the increased emphasis on getting high school performers to campus for these shows, but really the listening audience and getting them an introduction into some music that they typically may not be interested in listening to.
Yeah, you know, and what we try to do at every concert, I think it's really important to do as many styles as possible. And, I mean, this concert, again, you'll have very typical jazz, you know, straight-ahead swing. We're doing Latin. We have rock, funk, soul. I mean, you name it, it's on the concert. And I think one of the highlights scheduled is we're featuring our percussion professor, Tracy Fries. He'll be our guest soloist for the evening, and he'll be playing Latin percussion on the late Tito Puente's tune, Ron Con Con. And Tito Puente was one of the greatest Latin artists who ever lived, and just did dozens and dozens of records. And it's just a really cooking tune, and he'll wow everybody with his skills on that one.
All right, so you're teaming up with some high school musicians as well. How did that all start? How'd that come to be, Gary?
Oh, we've been doing that for years, and it's just, we take this first concert, and it's just kind of nice to showcase different groups, and we've brought in a number of different groups through the years, and it's great because it gives their a chance for their kids to play somewhere different for a different audience, and you know, obviously it's a really good recruiting thing for us, and we get really, really nice crowds for that because lots of parents come down and see the concert. So it's just been kind of a win-win for everybody. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry to butt in here, Gary. I was just going to ask what the schedule is going to be here for those bands as they come in and learn the tunes.
Oh, well, no, they already know. They'll be playing their own music.
Got it.
And,
okay.
You know, right now, the schedule is that I'll be doing a clinic with Osage City at 4:30. Mill Valley is scheduled again a little bit later, and then the concert's at 7:30, so Mill Valley will play first on Osage, then us. So yeah, no, this gives them a chance to play their music for a different audience. And there's a lot of really good high school jazz bands out there.
Indeed. What is the experience like, or what do you expect the experience is going to be like here for these kids, and a lot of whom, you know, this may be their introduction to Emporia State University for the very first time?
Oh, you know, I think every time we do this, it's win-win for everybody. Because it's great for our students, a number of them who are future music educators, to, you know, see what's out there in local high schools and the great accomplishments that kids can make. And it's a wonderful experience for the visiting students and parents, because they can see what we have to offer here at Emporia State. And it's just always been a really, really great concert, because it's just a chance for everybody to kind of strut their self, strut their stuff for everybody else. And it's nice, because I think all the bands always rise to the occasion. And that key thing, I mean, jazz concerts they're just fun, you know. And somewhere, you know, people, I think, in their minds sometimes say, ooh, jazz, that's really stuffy and intellectual. No, it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, we play tunes that groove and make you move.
All right, Grooving and Make Us Moving. That's the jazz concert coming up on Wednesday of this week, the 19th. What do we have happening on the 25th, Gary?
On the 25th is our band concert on Tuesday, and that's at 7:30 in Albert Taylor Hall, and that is free also. And we're doing the same thing we did the last couple of years. We are splitting that. Our college wind ensemble will be playing, and our guest bands will be Emporia Middle School and Emporia High School with their directors, Glenn Willard, Grant Perkins, and Marquise Scott. And each group will play a portion of the concert, and then we're going to combine for the last two numbers with the university band and the high school band. And that's always kind of neat, because you have kind of a side-by-side performance. And I was talking to Glenn. Their kids will be over about 3 o'clock on that date, and we'll put our combined numbers together for the evening performance.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we've been highlighting here about the experience at the high school level, but what about your seasoned or maybe brand-new players here at Emporia State University, and kind of how they've taken here to being part of the jazz ensembles?
Oh, well, for all of our ensembles, you know, it's a big difference in expectation, you know, because they're, you know, and I think you can think of a college musical group as kind of like an all-star team, because, you know, everywhere, you know, it's like you're basically getting a lot of the best players at their respective high schools, you know, that went on to continue playing at college. And what we try to do is get music to you know, challenge them, and that they'll enjoy and grow as musicians and people. And we're doing a number of really cool pieces at the band concert on the 25th. We're doing music by classic band composer Frank Erickson. We're doing a piece by one of the great composers, Frank Tekeli. And each of the groups is playing a piece by composer Randall Standridge. And it's part of a series of his. We thought that'd be kind of neat to see the progression, you know, from the same composer doing an easier piece amid and then a more advanced piece. And then we're premiering an original piece of mine at that concert. It's a piece called Imminent, and it's very kind of, well, you just have to hear it. It's very intense, for lack of better words.
Gary? All right. Well, let's lay it down again, Gary. What's the schedule look like here the next couple of weeks?
Okay. So again, this Wednesday is our jazz concert, 7:30. And again, we're in the same boat as you. We have no idea what's going to happen weather-wise. You know, and if ESU doesn't cancel, our plan is to play the concert. Now, whether our high school groups can make it down or not, I don't know. We won't know that till we get a little bit closer. And if ESU is canceled, we will not, you know, the university is closed. We can't play. And that makes me really sad, because everybody's been working really hard. But as always, safety is the number one concern for everybody, especially for traveling high school kids. And then again, next Tuesday, the 25th, is the combined band concert with Emporia, And fortunately, it looks like the weather is supposed to be in the 40s or 50s for that one. And in the event that the concert is canceled, we'll try to get word over to the radio station for this Wednesday. Yeah. You know, that way nobody's making, you know, a trip out on that. And, you know, we'll just kind of roll the dice and see what happens with the weather-wise this Wednesday.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Gary.
Gary, have a great time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You guys take care.
All right. Emporia State Director of Bands, Gary Zeke, couple of concerts this Wednesday. That could be difficult, but we'll wait and see how much snow we get, you know, late tonight into Tuesday and Tuesday night, because it's going to be bone chilling cold on Wednesday with a high of only 6 degrees and wind chills minus 20 plus. So we'll keep you posted, and we're probably going to have some adjustments schedule-wise throughout, at least through Wednesday, I would think. But
agreed.
Stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted. What's on the docket tomorrow, Chuck?
Well, tomorrow we'll be taking a look ahead to the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic activities, including the basketball doubleheader. Longtime organizer Ken Hansen joins us for that interview, 7:20 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by our friends at the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895, the Emporia Gazette. It is 7:35, 17 degrees, wind chill of 4. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union.